This is Ozarks at Large. Voters are now contemplating their ballots, and in a matter of weeks, the first mail-in early votes will be completed. Democrats, Republicans, Greens, Libertarians, Liberals, and Conservatives. Terms we either use to self-identify or, just as often, use to identify others. Each term carries a definition that we assign to it, and that can get complicated pretty fast. Next spring, Jay Green, distinguished professor and chair of the Department of Education Reform, will lead an honors college symposium about conservatism. Tuesday, he'll deliver a preview lecture about the course on Zoom. We recently asked him, on Zoom, about the course, and he told us it's about the evolution of conservatism over time and that it was inspired in part by a book written by a college professor and mentor of his, Tony Smith. That book was titled Thinking Like a Communist.
Tony Smith was not a communist, nor were most of the people reading the book, but it was a very useful book because at the time, in the peak of the Cold War, it was important to think about how other people thought about things so that we could understand their position better, anticipate their actions better, and perhaps come to better mutual understandings. And we don't have a lot of opportunity at the university to think about how conservatives think about various kinds of issues. The unfortunate reality is that conservatives are woefully underrepresented among the faculty and staff and administration of the university. This is true at every university. I don't think it's true particularly among the students. The students are actually fairly mixed, but it's just a reality of our world that that the faculty are not as balanced. And especially outside of technical fields like engineering or the sciences, it's rare to come upon an explicitly conservative faculty member to receive an explicitly conservative view of the world. And this actually is a disservice to both liberal and conservative students, as well as to undecided students. The liberal students are poorly served because they don't have a proper understanding of what they're critiquing. And it makes their critiques less sharp, less effective, because they don't really understand what it is they are criticizing. And they'll attack straw men or caricatures. And so I think that a common student liberal student understanding of conservatism is as bigot or racist. And unfortunately, there are bigots and racists represented in all ideological perspectives, including conservatives. But that, I don't think, defines what conservative is. And so to critique conservatism on that basis is a weak critique. But also, conservative students are poorly served at the university because they come to a very crude understanding of what it means for them to be conservative, which often consists of little more than being contrary, opposing liberals, not knowing why, not knowing what principles they might hold that would lead them to that, but just knowing that they should think otherwise and critique conservatives, but not have a coherent vision of what they actually stand for. And so a course like this might help sharpen the thinking of all kinds of students and help them better think through what they really stand for, what they're against, and why.
How easy is it to define conservatism? Because you mentioned that we can have the straw man, that a conservative is X, or there's this sort of litmus test that we think we know about conservatism.
Well, I think that, to be fair, there is no clear, strict definition of what it is to be a conservative, just as there is no clear, strict definition of what it is to be a liberal. This is an ever-moving target because all political ideologies are context-dependent and will change as the context changes. And also, these are artificial categories. There are actually great many perspectives out there in the world, and we lump these perspectives into groups, but those groups are artificial and contain within them many divergent views and contradictions. And this is also true with conservatives. So in some ways it's unfair to have a definition at all, but if we're going to talk about it, we have to have some definition. So, you know, at a minimum, we should probably know what definitions are not correct. So bigot or racist is not a reasonable definition. Similarly, there's kind of a crude definition that some people will gravitate to, which is a conservative is for keeping things the same, is against change. And this is just taking the literal meaning of the word conserve. I think that also doesn't really capture at all what conservatives think. Conservatives in the Soviet Union were not for keeping the Soviet Union. That would not really make sense. So I don't think conservatives are simply for keeping things the way they are. That's also not a proper definition. Nor is it proper to think of conservatives as pining for a particular time in the past. I think that's a common false understanding, that conservatives pine for feudalism or aristocracy or some other classical period. And I don't think that captures conservative thought properly either. So if we can dispense with those commonly articulated but clearly inaccurate definitions, then I think we're left with some grouping of principles, which is not fully coherent, but we can think about them and contrast them to what we might call liberal perspectives. And again, I have to emphasize that it's artificial to divide the world into two groups. It's like the old joke, you know, that there are two kinds of people, the people who divide people into two kinds and the people who don't. Well, I'm the one who divides them into two kinds. That's the kind I am. So that's what we're going to do here. I think one thing that conservatives start with is a belief in some eternal truth. Often this is religion, but it doesn't have to be, but it often is. But they believe that there is a universal and eternal truth. And we might contrast this to a more commonly held liberal perspective of truth being relative. Although again, I think that's an unfair characterization of liberals as well. So I think that's one thing that conservatives start with is a belief in something eternal. And then I think that they view human dignity as being derived from these eternal truths or God, and that what they're conserving, I think, in their mind is what is good in humans from this eternal truth.
What approach, maybe you don't know this quite yet, but what approach will you take to the course? Will it be chronological? Will it be geographical?
So I expect the course is going to focus primarily on post-World War II American conservative thought. Again, because I think that political ideologies are context dependent. Mm-hmm. What it means to be conservative in the 18th century is different than what it means to be conservative in the last century. And so we'll focus primarily on this more recent period, but we'll draw from some of the intellectual ancestry from prior thinkers. And so we will begin with a history, but then I think what we'll do is apply this framework to different kinds of issues so that we can sort out what we think a conservative view on those issues would be and how it would contrast with other views. And then I think it's probably unavoidable, but that we'll probably ultimately grapple with questions like, who really is a conservative now? Is Trump really a conservative? And that then would speak to where conservative thought might be going in the future. If this is an ever-changing thing, is the current experience changing what it might mean to be conservative going forward?
Conservatism will get latched on to certain other labels, right? Like Republicans or Southerners or, you know, strict Catholics or something like that. And again, we're assigning that term to, I think it probably gets even murkier when you put conservatism with another label.
Right. I think that's true. It's actually seems pretty clear that to be conservative is not the same thing as to be a Republican and vice versa. Nor is being conservative clearly defined with region or demographic background. And I think we'll talk about some of that. But there are certain tendencies. Republicans are currently more likely to be associated with conservative thought. Republicans with conservative thought, and the South has traditionally been more conservative. Although there's interesting dispute in American conservative thought about the extent to which the South should be seen as having a conservative legacy or not. Is that where conservatism in America is drawn from? Which I think then also does speak to some of the accusations of conservatism as bigotry or racism, right? So I think that's part of the tension and disagreement within conservative thought now, is the extent to which conservatives should lay claim to different ancestries, and whether those really properly represent them or not. I mean, and some of this goes the other way around. I mean, conservatives sometimes have latched onto Alexander Hamilton as one of their own. And interestingly, I think, you know, the Broadway musical shows that actually liberals can lay claim to him and see in him themselves. And so the ancestry here is often in dispute.
I have noticed from social media that Abraham Lincoln is popular with all sorts of different avenues of political thought.
That's right, as well as criticism of him.
Right, right.
And this all is consistent with the deeper truth that these are not fixed ways of thinking. These are ever evolving ways of thinking, and so it'd be wrong to have an overly rigid definition of conservative or liberal. These are just groupings that we make of different kinds of thought.
Jay Green, distinguished professor and chair of the Department of Education Reform, will lead an Honors College signature symposium at the University of Arkansas about conservatism next spring. He talked to us via Zoom late last month. Speaking of Zoom, Jay Green will deliver a preview lecture of the class on Zoom Tuesday evening beginning at 5:15. You can find out more about how you can watch that lecture at honorscollege.uark.edu.